soft methamphetamine dicks.
I like that.
In the bathroom, obviously.
Can I be honest with you? I like that a lot.
That's a great idea.
I love that idea.
Not busting.
We do not bust. Mm-hmm. We have a code. The Buster's Code.
I promise not to bust.
Our Father, who art in penis.
Ramirez told me that if I become a Highlander, I am never
Oh, yeah,
to
we
bust.
Watched Highlander the other night. Yeah.
If you want to live forever, you just can't beat off. You have to come into my mouth.
Wait.
That's the Fountain of Youth.
The movie's about a Spanish guy that goes around the world tricking guys into gay sex.
Yes, you have to understand, McLeod, you're an immortal.
Guy, a Scottish guy pretending,
a Scottish
to,
pretending
be
to be Spanish.
Right, so where everyone else in
where
the
are
movie
you from?
Is
Egypt or Spain. Yeah, Egypt. My name's Juan Carlos de Santos de Ramirez.
The only Scottish person in that movie, which is a movie about Scottish people, mm-hmm. is playing an Egyptian
who is named Ramirez.
Guy. Named mm-hmm. Ramirez. I'm
Dude, Sean Connery playing a man named Juan Ramirez is so fucking awesome.
Mm-hmm. Just, I would like it if that character becomes a day laborer later.
in his Highlander immortal life?
McLeod, because he's resurrected in Highlander 2.
Oh, so, he is?
Yeah.
He came back for that franchise?
He did.
It was a hit?
That's the only franchise other than Bond, or the only movie he starred in a sequel other than like...
Wow. Was it a hit?
Yeah, because he's a fucking Scottish retard, and he's like,
we have to get our culture out there. This is a Scottish culture.
Scottish culture.
He's a guy playing with swords because he wants to live forever. Yeah. And his wife was raped by a monster from another planet.
From space or something.
A space alien who raped his wife. And now he lives forever.
What a retarded movie, dude. And I love how, why does he teach him? Why is...
Because all the other Highlanders are chill. They're all friends.
Everyone's nice to each other except for the scary guy.
Except the Kurgan, who kills the rest of them, because there can be only one. And... The Kurgan's right. Like, they all understand there's only supposed to be one of them, because then if you there's only one, you get the prize.
Which is eternal
so
knowledge.
So the Kurgan's the only one. He's like, listen, we're supposed to be doing this.
Yeah. He's a reasonable
But not
person.
Necessarily. If everyone just hangs out, gets pussy forever, you get to get a bunch of, like...
The prize is your dick starts working again. I use a medicine called Blue Chew that makes me live forever.
So, it also will make you live forever.
It's snake. You'll have to let the snake bite the head of your dick off.
Off? Totally off, mm-hmm. Ramirez?
I think so. I don't really know.
Is that what happened to you? Did your cock get bitten off by a snake?
I kind of want to call this strip club and see which ladies are working tonight. And then see if we can get pics, maybe an IG for some of them.
Yeah, we should DM them.
Yeah, DM the chicks. Yo, I'm gonna be sliding through Shea Pierre later.
Hey,
tonight.
What's up? Me and my boys are here staying in a college dorm. We're about to podcast tomorrow.
Yeah,
but for the night, we're thinking about busting in our pants.
We're in town for podcasting.
Yes, is this the strip club? My name is Ramirez. I'm 3,000 years old, and as a result, I would like to not pay. No, I'm immortal, so if I could come in there and maybe suck on the tits, because in my country, Egypt, you're allowed to do that. My friend, my mentally retarded friend McLeod is going to be joining us.
I've never seen a pair of boobs before, but maybe tonight I will see them and suck on them. So I can become a better actor.
He's such a dog shit actor.
I can't wait to act in a movie. It's me, Christopher Lambert. Christopher Lambert.
He talks like a little bit like a certain comedian in New York City.